On Wednesday's front page, President Obama's hopes of ratifying a new arms control treaty with Russia have come unraveled. Republican Senator John Kyle is blocking a vote in the lame duck Congress. In Afghanistan, destroying empty houses that insurgents have booby-trapped. And a Nobel laureate and his quest for the dark heart of the cosmos. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the New York Times Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Ford Fiesta. With an EPA-estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. The 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Our top story says President Obama's chances of getting Senate approval of a new arms treaty with Russia appeared to collapse. Senator John Kyle, the number two Republican in the Senate, says he doesn't want it brought up for a vote. That upset the White House. Kyle hadn't bothered to tell the administration in advance. Senate Republicans had more or less deputized him to work out a deal to spend billions modernizing the nation's nuclear weapons system in exchange for okaying the treaty. The White House thought it had given Kyle what he wanted. At a conference of Catholic bishops, a surprise move. They elected Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York to be their president after passing over their more liberal vice president. Times reporter Laurie Goodstein says it's an indication the bishops are taking a conservative turn. Archbishop Dolan says he'll continue the same priorities the bishops' conference set under his predecessor. Cardinal Francis George of Chicago led their opposition to President Obama's health care overhaul. He said it would mean more government funding for abortions. In Afghanistan, U.S. soldiers are leveling empty houses around Kandahar, hundreds of them. The idea is to reduce casualties by getting rid of Taliban hideouts. Insurgents also booby-trap vacant houses there. Afghans are divided. Some say it's good the Americans are compensating property owners. Some say there's too much destruction. In the Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell led a vote to ban spending items known as earmarks. There was a time not that long ago when McConnell bragged about bringing home the bacon for his constituents in Kentucky. Times reporter David Herschenhorn explains why the about-face.
It was really a stunning development, surprising many of his colleagues. It really reflects the way the Tea Party has been pushing the Republican Party to the right and renewed calls for restrained government and spending in Washington. What we're seeing really is an effort by Republicans to send a strong message that it's time to put a halt on these earmarks, even though they account for a very small slice of overall federal spending. In the meantime, President Obama has, without endorsing an outright ban on earmarks, expressed a desire to work with and a willingness to work with Republicans on this issue. Then you had Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat of Iowa, veteran appropriator, yesterday say the president is just dead wrong on this issue. So it's complicated politics all around. Republicans are walking a fine line as they try to meet the calls for restrained government spending.
Times reporter David Herschenhorn. After 16 years and $1.5 billion, it's almost showtime for NASA and Sam Ting. He's the 74-year-old Nobel laureate behind an experiment to answer the question, what's the universe made of? NASA has built a device that looks like a giant rain barrel. It's designed to sift through cosmic rays. The space shuttle Endeavour will carry it off to the International Space Station early next year. Some critics say it's so expensive it should never have been approved. Also in Wednesday's Times, details on a plan to run a city subway line under the Hudson River to New Jersey. It's an alternative to a plan for a commuter rail tunnel that New Jersey Governor Christopher Christie killed. This plan would cost about $5.3 billion, roughly half the cost of the one Christie vetoed. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. With an EPA-estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. Besides fuel efficiency, the new Fiesta delivers a ride that's responsive and energized, and it offers special features like push-button start and leather trim seats. Fuel efficiency, performance, new aesthetics, and special features are some of the reasons you'll want to consider the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Inside Wednesday's Times, the House will now determine a punishment for New York Congressman Charles Rangel. An ethics subcommittee deliberated for 4 hours before finding Rangel guilty on all but one of the counts against him. Rangel, who walked out of the hearing on Monday, denounced the verdict as unfair. He says he was deprived of due process. Times reporter Sam Roberts says the most likely penalty is some form of reprimand or censure.
Well, I think Congress would like to see a little bit of contrition, but remember, Congressman Rangel is now going into a Congress in which the Democrats are now in the minority. He has already lost his chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee, something that he had coveted in many of his years in the House of Representatives. And back home, he was just reelected this month to a full 2-year term by his district. Presumably his last term. If he retires, he is 80 years old. He served 40 years in the House. And keep in mind that his predecessor, the man he beat, Adam Clayton Powell, when the House of Representatives refused to seat him in 1967, Powell went back at a special election, ran, and won. This district tends to be forgiving.
Times reporter Sam Roberts. And Prince William, the heir to the British throne, said that, yes, he does plan to marry longtime girlfriend Kate Middleton. That ended a saga that's helped keep the London gossip industry going the last few years. Prince William gave her the sapphire and diamond ring that his father gave Diana, Princess of Wales, for their engagement in 1981. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end. at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.